It's the 12 DAs of Christmas.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. The 12 DAs of Christmas to all, and to all, a good night.
Did he ever tell you why I'm not allowed to food shop?
No.
Because I shop too healthy.
Ostrich eyes, am I? Oh, no! No! I'm a Yankee fan! People are going to see this! I have family in St. Lucia, but I'm going to look like a fraud! I'm going to look like Jim Murray! You don't do this to people!
This boxer, he's putting up a three-level, four-bathroom, three-bedroom place, man.
Why does your chef sound like a jazz singer?
Have you ever owned a goat before?
I have. Was golfing with me one day.
She was golfing. What was her handicap?
Broken neck.
Got it.
Unbind me! Holy crap, it's hot at the bottom, you fuck!
The time is now! The place is here! And the whole wide world is filled with cheer!
We go back to January the 20th. We are still working from home at this time. And so the only set of fingers, the only body inside the studio was Pete the Body. And at this time, we had some complaints from listeners saying, I'm trying to call, but I can't get through. And so we asked Pete, are you answering the phones back there? This set Pete off, and then Pete said, fine. You want calls? Fine. And ultimately, as usual, Pete the Body was right. He got his final and last laugh. Here it is, the first of the first 4 hours. I'm like, what do you want me to tell you? I don't know. They might be calling. They might not. Pete might pick up the phone. He might not. I'm not doing this again.
Yeah. No, and I think, honestly, what I figured out is Pete just doesn't see the phones ringing because it's pitch black in there.
Well, you have a call now if you want it.
Oh, we have a call?
Sure.
Okay, who's on hold? This is like mystery package.
He wants to talk about Patrick Mahomes.
Okay. Were you going to tell me this, or was I just going to have to go on a Pete doesn't answer the phone calls rant before I get one?
No, I'm going to tell you on the details.
Okay.
You got a full bank of calls. You can't know it, but we got a full bank of calls.
Well, DA, if you would have said something, I would have told you. Why didn't you say you wanted phone calls?
Are you going to take the call?
Yes.
Happy birthday, Pete, by the way.
Yeah, okay. Who is it? This is exciting.
This is Lance, New Mexico.
With Coach Bob Davey, and then Holly Holmes. I'm the only one that predicted it in town. Kicked Ronda Rousey's face in. And nobody else said, they're just so weak here. And I was the one that said, she's going to beat her. But every morning you make me laugh, and I thought I'd try to return the favor. God bless.
Okay, appreciate that, Lance. Thank you, sir.
Good job screening, Pete.
Okay. And we don't take the call.
This is all types of perfect. This is exactly why Pete doesn't answer the phones. He's like, you see, DA, you want that? Is that what you want? He wants to talk about Patrick Mahomes. This dude just randomly yells about Ronda Rousey, then hangs up the phone. Great AFC championship game.
Let's get DJ Tommy Q on the phone.
Uh-oh. Oh, we're in the ring where Sean coughed something up. Stand by.
Pete said you want it, you got it. The guy rambles about Ronda
Rousey. Have a good day.
Oh, my God. That was so great. That's from January the 20th.
And it was Pete's birthday.
Oh, my God. It was just... What? You got one? Why don't you take it, DA? Okay, what is it? Lance wants to talk about Patrick Mahomes. it's the single worst call ever. And Pete's just sitting there like, you see, I was right all along, you buffoons.
Bunch of guys in their pajamas at home trying to tell me how to answer the phones.
And Pete had it up to here with us at that point in time, because we had all been home since the previous March, except for Pete, right? This was almost like 10 months by stewarding the ship himself back at the studios. And he's like, all right, fine. You guys think you're smarter than me? Fine. And that it was just perfect, like the single worst phone call ever.
And that was the best one of the bunch.
DA, from Twitch, we had Glorious Splash. I'm sorry, Otis Miller twitched in. This is an all-time great rant. I'm disgusted that this missed the cut. And Kaplan chimed in. Anyone that didn't have this in their top 12 should have their voting rights revoked.
Wow, how about Cap? That? Cap came in that hot on this?
Cap came in that hot, and I will tell you, Cap did not have this inside his 12, so maybe he should have his voting rights revoked as I look at everybody's vote.
Wait a second. Cap said if you didn't have this inside your top 12, your vote should be revoked, and he didn't actually have it in his top 12?
Not according to my sheet here. In fact, only two of us on the show had this inside the top 12. D.A., you had this inside your top 5, which is how it made the first four out, or it might have been gone altogether.
Man, I heard this. I listened to this again 2 weeks ago when we did the voting, and I was just cracking up because it's Pete's ultimate vindication. It's like, you guys always think you can do my job better than I can. And then he finally says, fine, we'll do it your way. And it completely implodes in our face.
Ding, ding, ding. What do we have for him, Johnny?
It was perfect. Wow. So, yeah, I had this really, really high. I had it in the top 5. And it didn't even make the 12, but we got it into the first four out. And it's kind of perfect that it leads things off for the countdown. That was great.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.